This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and also we have Jeff Palermo with us from Louisiana Radio Network, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network. Blake, we got nothing to talk about this week, man. It's always something in college football or baseball, but this week with the opening at A&M and Coach leaves to go to Texas, and now this flood of players out on the transfer portal for A&M, up to 9 at this point, and I think either 9 or 10 we're looking at here. This has really opened up a lot of avenues, and certainly for LSU fans looking to see if maybe they can poach a couple of these guys that are or on the Aggie roster that made it to the national championship game.
Yeah, Mike, thank you for having me again. Look, this is, you know, everybody's going to be vying for a couple of these guys, you know, guys like Caden Schott. I think the one that's not talked about the most, but Caden Kent, Mike, is someone that I think LSU fans should make themselves familiar with. Jace Laviolette, who might be the highest paid. I don't know if he's going to be the highest paid NIL college player ever, but a guy who's 6'6", 230, that can play center field, I think that he's going to be able to ask for what he wants to ask for. There's a lot more. But I think that those three guys, along with Gavin Grholik, lead the ticket for all of this. Now, Mike, the question is, do they follow their coach? You know, like, the question that I've had in all this is, now, I ask people around LSU this question because I just had it as an example. Mike, I ain't never seen transfer portal paperwork go through that quickly.
Yeah.
So my question is, who all knew about this?
Yep.
Because, I know when Sage Ryan went in the portal, Sage Ryan, we were told, had gone in on a Monday. Mike, it didn't get processed to the through the NCAA until a Thursday. So I think that there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that maybe one day ESPN will do a 30 for 30 on. But this is crazy. I do think that you're in the mix for a couple. I think that Mike, I'm going to be honest. I think that the thing with Chase Laviolette, the big center, the big outfielder, I think LSU might be being used as a namesake to ramp up that NIL number at the current moment. But it's not like that Jay Johnson's not going to try to get in that mix pretty soon.
Yeah, and so players are taking the exact same pattern coaches have done for years. Okay, I float that name out there that I might be leaving. So either I get a raise at my school or I take another job. Now, we got one genius texter say, y'all talking like all these coaches are money whipped. No, not all of them, but you can't tell me that they not behind the scenes using this to get money to either stay where they're at or they move on. The players have taken the exact same approach. Not every player is in the transfer portal and not every coach is leaving. But you don't want to open your eyes to realize the amount of money that college football, college baseball is making today, along with college basketball, that money floating out there, everybody's trying to get a piece of the pie, a bigger piece of it. And it doesn't matter if it's coaches or players. So don't complain anymore about players looking to make money when the coaches are doing the exact same thing. Sometimes not leaving, but sometimes using that leverage of possibly leaving to get more money where they're at.
Well, I mean, Nick did it. Mike, you remember when Nick Saban was contemplating going to Texas? That man wasn't going to Texas.
No.
Yeah, I mean, come on. But look, Mike, and here's another thing that I think people miss, because, look, it's not now college baseball around here is talked about a lot, but from a national media standpoint, I mean, Mike, these kids in college are allowed to have agents, okay, more than any other sport, because they go through the draft. Most of them, I mean, they used to, not as much anymore, but a lot of them go through the draft process. Some of them get drafted late, and they still retain that same agency firm, but the contract picks up after they go back into the draft. But those guys are still working behind the scenes to get a cut of this money to make, you know, for their client. Look, Jason Laviolette's a part of a massive firm, and you have Florida reporting it. You have Texas A&M reporting it. You have Arkansas reporting it. Chase Laviolette's at LSU. I pick up the phone and call LSU, and they're like, we ain't even really talked to the kid yet. So, you know, I think that we need to – I think this is going to be a two-week thing, but, Mike, I got to admit something. I think this, in a weird way, is something that is fantastic for college baseball, because you're investing the money into it. And not only that, look at the drama that it's caused. Okay, it's been a national story for the last couple of days. So I like it that it's a big thing for college baseball. But on the other token, you know, Mike, we talked about this last night. The NCAA is trying to come down in all of sports to make the portal not a 45-day window, but a 30-day window.
They should. So, I agree with that.
And I agree with it too. But it's really difficult for a player to say, hey, man, every regulation that you keep trying to come after is something that involves me. What is Jim Schlossnagel's penalty? And so, like, I agree with reducing the portal. But at the same time, the argument's going to continue to be had, hey, man, I just played in a national championship. Mike, if they reduce that portal window to 30 days in baseball, it's tomorrow. So, I mean, like, by the way, LSU didn't win a national championship until yesterday, or like a year ago. I think, wasn't it yesterday?
Yes.
So I just wonder how all this is going to transpire in baseball. But, man, I'm glad we got it, because I'm glad we got some content in June, buddy.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, I'm with you on that one, Blake. Man, we got it. The other thing, too, is being able to get donors to give money for this
No doubt.
And you see now it's a bigger collection, a plate that's being passed around to guys who have dough. Now, okay, on the bayou, you know, because I sort of live it around where I live at, none of them got no money. I ain't got no money, and they all, man, got money. They know where to pass the collection plate and who's going to give that money in there. That is going to become a major deal. Texas A&M, they got a ton of guys that'll give money. But if you're at an Ole Miss or an LSU, it's a little different where you got to expand that collection plate.
Well, Mike, I mean, so last night, I think it's interesting you bring that up, because last night, Joe DeLeon and I, on our National College Football Show, we brought up Kalen DeBoer, okay, and we talked about how good he had been recruiting there, or the number three class. And Mike, I'll be honest, I thought that some things would fall off. Now, it's only a summer, right? Like, I mean, let's see how he closes. No telling what happens in December, we don't know. But right now, he's doing well. Mike, go to our YouTube channel and look at every single comment of every one of those Alabama fans that are in there. I guarantee you, if not half, maybe a little bit less than half, are Bama fans inside of there saying, Blake, you were wrong, or number two, them saying, Mike, that normal fans are giving to the collective. One guy told us, I think his name was Jeff, he goes, Blake, I give $25 a month to the collective. It's not much, but I want to be a part of my team succeeding. And Mike, I don't mean this negatively about LSU. Mike, when's the last time that anybody has seen around here them sending out a link to join Bayou Traditions? Now, they've done it some since Austin Thomas has been here.
Yes, they have.
But, Mike, you got Ohio State, okay, that literally sends out the tweet daily. I follow their collective on Twitter. So does Ole Miss. So does Georgia. And I think that it's unfortunate that we as fans have to have another expense. But it's just, if you want your team to be successful, it's the way of the world. Now, Mike, I don't know with this TV revenue share how that's going to help all this, but NIL and recruiting doesn't stop. And it's never going to stop. The genie's out of the bottle, in my opinion.
Yes.
But you know what's interesting, Mike? I say all that to say, you notice Jay Johnson ain't had a problem.
He sure hadn't.
And so there comes a question where, well, Kim and Jay ain't had no issues. Now, I know football's a different animal and a different beast. But I know what Jay's doing at Friday night with boosters, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, Mike, he's out in the public. Okay, and so there just comes a part where, look, LSU is a place you can do it. You see a baseball coach that's doing it at the current moment.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And, Blake, looking at the top 10 transfer portal guys right now, three of them on three are from Texas A&M. Hayden Schott at number 10. Then, obviously, you mentioned LaViolette at number one, who could be the number one overall pick in the 2025 draft. Gavin Grahovac at number two, who is, you know, the SEC freshman of the year. There's some talent there. And so you mentioned Jay Johnson. He's been kind of the portal king, as you've called him, a couple times on the show. He's gone out and got the best guys. We talked with Joe Healy the other night about this, and I'd asked him about, oh, are there any kind of positions or anything like that that LSU should really address in this transfer portal class? And he said, with Jay, you're just going after the best talent, and you're throwing all you can to get the best guys that you can in. So LaViolette, Grahovac, Schott, these are some names. And as you mentioned as well, Caden Kent, I think, is probably around that range as well. I mean, what are the chances that LSU and Jay Johnson can reel these guys in?
I don't know, Charlie, to be honest with you, especially those two dudes up top. You know, look, Jim Schlossnagle yesterday talked about the alignment that he has at Texas. Now, I don't know how they feel about their coach, but I know how everybody in the world feels about money. So I don't know, okay, about those top guys. Now, Keelan, however he wants it to be pronounced, the shortstop from Louisville, was supposed to take a visit to Texas A&M 2 weeks ago, and that got put on hold. Well, now we know why it got put on hold. So there are a lot of people in that top that I think, Charlie, I don't know if Texas doesn't go all in here and really try to get things going. I'm convinced that Caden Kent is going to be a guy that LSU would look at pretty heavily, mainly due to the fact that I know Grahovac's a third baseman, but Kent played third, okay, and his freshman year. Then Grahovac comes in and then moves Kent to second base, and he plays left field when he needs to, or right field when Montgomery went down. So I do think that Caden Kent is somebody that we'll look at because they do need another left-handed bat, too. They got a lot of big – look, the guys that they've gotten out of the portal that can swing it, all righties, okay? And so I think that they need a left-handed bat that can swing it a little bit. All those other guys, Charlie, I'd be lying to you. I don't know because there's a lot of things going on, you know, and I have no idea what Jace LaViolette's mindset is. Now, Stephen Milam's playing with Gavin Grahovac. You know, the Milam family and the Grahovac family are pretty tight because the both of them play with one another I think since they were in 13U baseball. And so I think they were with USA Baseball today. I just couldn't tell you about the top. And here's another thing. The big first baseman from Texas Tech, nobody knows what he's doing. And I think that it's hard for me to believe that some of these kids, like Root, the left-handed pitcher from ECU, why were none of those guys taking visits? None of them were taking visits. And then you have a big move like this that's made. So I just start questioning some of the things that's going on there. I don't know about the top, but if you had to ask me who would be the three guys that they would go after, I don't know about the top two, but I think Caden Kent, Hayden Schott, and potentially their catcher in Maher, that's a really good defensive guy.
And then looking, the MLB draft is about 2.5 weeks away, so it's kind of coming up here.
Yep.
We know that Jay Johnson's come out and said, if you get picked in the top 50, go.
You gotta go.
Exactly, and that's completely understandable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, earlier today, D1 Baseball named these, you know, All-Americans, and Luke Holman was one, and obviously Griffin Herring was the other. And Griffin's the one that I'm really kind of keeping an eye on. Obviously, Luke Holman's like the 45th ranked prospect. He's going to be gone. Gage Jump's going to be gone. Like, Tommy White, obviously, mm-hmm. is going to be gone. Jared Jones, he lit it up at the combine. He's going to get picked, too. But Griffin Herring's one right now. MLB.com has him at 157 in their prospect rankings. And I'm wondering, like, is there, because we've talked about, I think, the pitch here, that if he comes back, he'll be a weekend rotational piece next year and can improve his draft stock, because he's only a draft-eligible sophomore, comes back for his junior year. I think that he can maybe improve that stock. And that's kind of the pitch that they're trying to sell Griffin Herring on, to bring back an All-American pitcher.
No doubt. And look, I think with him and Bear alike, I think there's going to be interesting conversations. Look, when you can be drafted in the eighth round and get second round money, you know, like that. I mean, it just all depends on what you agree upon before you get in there. Griffin Herring's an interesting case. I don't think he'd be playing summer baseball if he was going to leave, in my humble opinion. But the thing is, though, relievers don't normally go high, right? Consistent relievers. I think the kid wants to come back and really go after it and try to be in that rotation. If you had to ask me if Griffin Herring would be back next year, I feel pretty confident that he will. Now, Bear Jones, I mean, look, man, when you got that much power, I mean, it just, I can't see a scenario where he can't ask for what he wants and somebody not buckle to give that kid that kind of money. Who knows there? But in reference to your question about Herring, I'm fully prepared and believe that he's coming back unless he's in a money crunch. None of these guys, these top guys, are playing baseball that are gonna go. You know, like none of them. I mean, there's a reason that Bear Jones isn't doing anything, okay? And that tells you where he's leaning. Griffin Herring last night threw two innings, had three Ks, and so I feel very confident. Now, the real question becomes: is that the chatter has been in reference to pitching? Is what does William Schmidt do at a Catholic? And look, the chatter, I would not be surprised if the kid, if we find out in about a week that William Schmidt, who could be a top 30 pick, I don't know.
Seen him projected a lot to the Dodgers. At like pick 23.
Well, and they got a lot of people connected there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just say this. I have a very good friend, okay, the Italianas that live in the North Shore, okay? Not going to mention any names. I, you're not wrong on the Dodgers thing. I am just saying, I don't know if the kid has not let it be known that he might not want to lean to go and stay in Baton Rouge. The number that he's asking for is number one overall pick money. Ooh. He ain't getting that. Okay? And so there just comes a question, and does a week go by and it's him to say, listen, you're 18, stop being a dummy, take the money. They're going to give you $1.5-2 million, whatever it is. Fine, he'll probably go. Or is it, no, I'm gung-ho on legitimately wanting to get my number? That I don't know. And so I know that those conversations have been had. I know that the conversation was had 3 days ago. So there just becomes a question that has been leaked out a lot about what William Schmidt could do. Now, if you do get him and Herring does return, dude, I don't know. Look, baseball is a weird sport, but, man, when you're talking about Chase Shores returning, you got some of these guys like Cohen coming in from the portal and Devin and Sheeran, you got a lot of ability and a lot of talent in that rotation that could be there.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Next
time we get you on, I think we'll have some more football recruiting news, too.
Little birdies say that that's true, Mike.
There's more than one little birdie saying it. Blake, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. We'll see y'all soon. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Blake.
Thanks so much. Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network, and he's right about it. Man, it keeps us with content. Baseball content, football content.
Ooh, Mike, a lot of people are going to be very, very pleased if Schmidt makes it to campus.
We'll see. We'll see.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.